The headline on today's front page of the Minneapolis Star Tribune says guilty on all counts, a dramatic end to a case that transfixed the world. And in the city of Minneapolis, the conviction of former police officer Derek Chauvin for the murder of George Floyd set off waves of emotion, including at the place where George Floyd took his last breath, Cup Foods on 38th in Chicago. Minnesota State Senator Omar Fateh represents South Minneapolis, the district where George Floyd was killed. He's also a member of the Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party. Senator, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this was not only a huge moment for the world and for this country, but more specifically for your district. What did it feel like for you and for your neighbors over the last 24 hours?
Folks were feeling a sense of relief. It's been one long year for this district in which George Floyd was murdered. Folks have taken to the streets protesting, holding their neighbors, holding their electeds accountable because they wanted to see change. And folks are really on the edge because given the history of police officers getting away with murder, and they were worried for this entire year about a not guilty verdict. So last night was a cause for celebration because it was the first time in the history of our state in which a white officer was charged with the murder of a black man, which is historic, but it's just the first step towards justice, holding Derek Chauvin accountable.
It is just one case, you're right. So do you think the verdict will actually change anything?
We're hoping that this will be an important first step. Right now we have just one officer out of the four. The other three have to be convicted as well. And now what we've seen is because of the inaction, both at the city council and at the legislature, we continue to see this pattern of black people getting murdered. Dante Wright recently getting murdered in Brooklyn Center. So now we've seen that we have two national murders in our state, which is a shame. So we're hoping to turn this national shame into a local national movement for Minneapolis and Brooklyn Center to create that change, that systemic change that will hopefully go through Minnesota and nationwide as well.
But when we spoke to you last week, you had said that your fellow state lawmakers haven't even had a hearing on police reform, even though Minnesota, your state, it is in the middle of this storm. So now what? I mean, have we now reached a point with this trial and this verdict that the momentum has shifted somehow so that you can have something as simple as a hearing?
That's what we're hoping for. Just today, Paul Gazelka, the Senate Majority Leader, indicated that we will be having hearings hopefully a week from Friday. But that's not enough. We want to see that we had multiple hearings in the House that have been successful, but our job in the Senate has not been done. It's been largely stalled. And we don't want fact-finding hearings. We don't want task forces. We want meaningful systemic change. We know what the issue is. The issue is black people continuously being persecuted and murdered. We want that to change. So now we're hoping that the legislation that has been passed in the House will come to the Senate and that we can take this up. The biggest travesty would be us adjourning this session without anything being done.
Well, another avenue for change could be through the U.S. Justice Department, which said today that it will be opening an investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department. What's your reaction to that, and what's the first thing that you want them to look at and start changing?
Oh, there's multiple. Number one, we've seen a history of systemic racism, not just from the police towards our residents, but police towards each other. I remember there was a 2006 FBI report saying that nationally, white supremacists have been infiltrating the police forces, but that report has largely gone ignored by everybody. We had our current police chief, police chief Arredondo, stating that him and his colleagues were being treated unfairly as black officers, and took Sergeant Bob Kroll to court for that, which was settled. So now what we want to see is that we have we have a system that largely has been attributed to training or bias. But that, to me, that's just not the issue. We've seen cases in which police officers that have been not only serving the force for decades, murdering people, but these are officers that are also training other officers in this. So this is a systemic issue that needs to be really, really overhauled.
Minnesota State Senator Omar Fateh represents South Minneapolis. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.